Has there been a time in your life when you felt you were just gliding on a wave of inspiration? Other times, you're just bewildered out in the wilderness? Well, the glide is real. As we're about to hear, it's called a hot streak. Everyone has them, not just athletes. And that wilderness, well, your exploration there may be what gets you to the next hot streak. There's likely a natural ebb and flow in our creativity, and researchers are trying to understand why and how we can get to those hot streaks more often. Derek Thompson writes about all of this in his new piece in The Atlantic. He joins us every Monday. Derek, hello.
Hello.
This feels so spot on. There are times when I've been out of work, and those were the times I laid the groundwork for my best work. So tell us more about this research. You spoke with Northwestern University economist Dashen Wang.
Yeah, the research is so interesting. So Wang looked at the careers of 20,000 different artists and film directors, scientists, and he looked for what he called hot streaks. Now, I'm used to thinking of hot streaks as something that happens in sports when someone makes, say, a lot of basketball shots in a row. But we can have hot streaks in our careers. It's when the work that we produce over a certain period, say several months or years, is just exceptional compared to the rest of our work. And he saw this in the data that almost every artist and scientist had a period of a hot streak in their career. And he really wanted to know, okay, what explains this? Is it middle age? Is it working with a superstar in his domain or her domain? And he said, no, it seems to be about this idea in psychology between the relationship of exploration and exploitation. That is exploration, figuring out new ideas, experimenting with new concepts, and exploitation, focusing on one specific domain and just going for it. And he said that what characterized these hot streaks was a period of exploration immediately followed by a period of exploitation. So explore, 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 and then focus, focus, focus.
Okay, so maybe an example is a baseball player. We're in the season, right? Is in a slump. And so they try to work on maybe there's a new way to put one little finger a little bit different, you know, because they're in this slump and they, you know, they have the time to do this and they're just like trying that. And rather than just quit, that exploration there might lead them to the hot streak.
Yeah, maybe something like batting stances. I remember I used to play baseball. I was a second baseman. I was okay at hitting, but there were definitely some times that I went into a cold streak. So I might try, you know, opening my stance, closing my stance, starting upright, starting crouched down, like my old favorite Jeff Bagwell. And eventually you figure out something that really fits. And then you merely focus on it. So you can think of that working for art, right? Dabbling with surrealist versus modern abstract. You can think of it in science, you know, working on within biotech on proteins and then mRNA and figuring out that you really want to work in genomics. I think what's really cool about this idea is it's inspiration to people who feel like they're in a middling part of their career where they're just sort of aimlessly exploring. It says that part of your career might actually be completely critical, like absolutely mandatory to your long-term creativity because you're in the process of learning, failing, figuring out what does and doesn't work for you so that eventually you can focus on what truly, truly works.
Yeah, or you're maybe out of work as a journalist and you're all, woe is me, and then suddenly you notice a story that you make into a documentary because you're out of work. I'm just saying. But you mentioned, you know, mid-career. Could this be, is it age-related?
It's possible that it's age-related. It's possible that we're simply doing the most work in mid-career. That's a certain period of time when we've figured stuff out from our early exploratory years, and we are in the right place to begin exploiting the one idea that really, really fits what it is that we're good at. That's totally possible. But one thing that Wang discovered that I thought was really interesting is that it's not clear that there's like one specific decade of our lives when we should make this exploration-exploitation shift. He said what seems more clear is that there are young people who have made this shift, middle career people, older people. There's never a wrong time to sort of use this sequence, to take a period of time to explore, figure out, deliberate what works for you, and then really exploit.
And this is why, and this is part of your article, maybe younger people, what is thought of as job hopping is that exploration. It's not, you know, that they can't commit. It's that they are exploring. Or that when parents are raising their kids and maybe starting them on a sport at the age of 10 and thinking that's going to fast track them to where they're going to be in their life, that may not be the best. You know, maybe you should let them be in the wilderness a little more.
Yeah, I think this is a great example of where the theory of how exploration can be good for creativity meets the empirics, the actual facts. So quitting, I think, to a lot of people sounds like, you know, a matter of laziness. Like, you shouldn't quit. You should try hard. But it turns out that there's research that people in their 20s and 30s who have quit more jobs end up earning more by their late 30s and 40s. It's precisely because they've explored different careers, they've figured out what worked for them, and maybe they can combine some skills that they learned in order to really, you know, focus on one deep domain when they are in their late 30s and 40s. So once again, both in the theory and in the practice, I think that this interplay between exploration and exploitation is really, really interesting.
Yeah. Derek Thompson, staff writer at The Atlantic, where you can read his piece about career hot streaks. Derek, thank you so much.
Thank you.